The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Was he watching it at Easter dinner while I was stuffing my face? Jason Tatum's buzzer-beating layup gave the Boston Celtics a dramatic 115-114 win over the Brooklyn Nets in their series opener on Sunday. Tatum scored 16 of his 31 in the second half, along with adding 8 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks, and a steal. Meanwhile, Kyrie back in the city. He left in Boston fans salty. Kyrie flipping off the Celtics crowd on 2 separate occasions. Boston fans don't play, booing him every shot they got. Irving scored a game-high 39 points for the Nets. Kevin Durant put up 23 points, but went 9 of 20 from the floor, including some open trailing looks in transition. Katie, how was that defense to deal with?
They did a good job of forcing me away and then helping in the pain. And I just got to be more fundamental in my moves. Just I feel like some shots went in and out for me today, but I still got to be – I played fast and turned the ball. I mean, I just got to slow down and play my game. But they did a good job of – making me see bodies.
All right, Big Perk, I mentioned this earlier. No Robert Williams. Do the Celtics have the Slim Reaper's number?
They had his number last game. I'm not going to say they have his number for the series because Kevin Durant is going to bounce back, but I will say this again. He got punked in the game one. He got punked. Yes, he did. Kevin Durant got punked from a physicality aspect, from Grant Williams to Jason Tatum to Marcus Smart bodying him up, getting physical with him, making him miss shots, not hoping that he missed shots. They were in the KD. They was hugging him like a cheap suit. And look, at the end of the day, we all know that Kevin Durant is going to bounce back. We know that KD is one of, if not the greatest scorers to ever touch the basketball. I get all that. But at the end of the day, if we was talking about any other all-time great, whether it's LeBron James or Steph Curry, if LeBron was letting somebody do that to him, we would have came up here and called them out. We got to make sure we keep the same energy for Kevin Durant.
You're wrong. And I'm going to tell you how you're wrong. I'm going to prove it to you, Kendrick Perkins. You know, when you were in L.A. a couple of months ago, I asked you to get out of the chair and come over to the side set with me.
Oh, yeah, that
and what
was
I
funny.
Did was yeah, I stood behind you, and I dared the camera to find me. They couldn't even see my feet, and I wear a size 13. Okay? They couldn't find me. Well, KP, if you shove me around, I ain't get punked. You 300 pounds. I mean, what are you supposed to do? This is Kevin Durant, man. We know how frail thin he is. You're knocking him for them getting physical with him, and as a result, he didn't perform to the way he's accustomed to perform. He had a bad offensive day at the office. But when you say somebody gets punked, let me tell you what punk means to me. Somebody's scared. Somebody's game is altered because there's something about the opposition that's fearful for them and they are thwarted because of it. Are you going to sit here with a straight face and tell me that Kevin Durant, one of the greatest offensive forces the game of basketball has ever seen anywhere on this globe, damn it, in outer space. I mean, they could be on Mars and you could sit up there. That's how foreign it is to find the talent of Kevin Durant. And you're going to tell me that when I mention the word punk, that implies fear. That implies, just a level of friction and resistance that ultimately made you cower.
Yeah.
Are you going to say on national television that is what happened to KD as opposed to the fact that he just missed shots that he normally makes? He just missed them. That's all. He just missed them. You're going to use the word punked knowing it connotates fear, and you're going to apply that to Kevin Durant?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, I am. And let me explain to you why, Stephen A. Because when you talk about fear, do I think Kevin Durant is scared in this series? No. But do I think yesterday showed us the example? No, hold on. But do I think how what yesterday showed us how when you get into somebody and the way that the Celtics punked him, you could have some type of disengagement. And that's what I saw yesterday. Because if you look at the last play, when Jason Tatum backdoored and got the layup for the game-winning bucket, Kevin Durant wasn't engaged at all. He wasn't engaged the entire game. He's
going to
make shots at some – Stephen A., how do you have a brain lapse? You're a two-time finals
MVP.
It happens. You done been on the biggest stage. Not in that moment. Kevin Durant. Not the guy that you said is the best basketball player in the world. We can have a debate about that another time. When you are the best basketball player in the world, in those defining moments, when you don't have it going offensively, the least you could do is be locked in on the defensive end. It's two sides of the basketball.
It was a bad performance by Kevin Durant. We're not disputing that. You are sitting up here acting like he was scared into that performance, that he was so taken aback by the everybody knows Boston's physical. Everybody knows their defense is elite. You got Marcus Smart, even with Robert Williams out there, you see the addition of White, Theis, and all of these brothers. You see what they've got. You know they're physical. You know they come at you. You know they hang their hat on defensive tenacity. Everybody and their grandmama knows this about the Boston Celtics, which is why Udoka is a coach, is a candidate for coach of the year, even though my vote went to Monty Williams. He's definitely a candidate, for coach of the year because I think he's done a phenomenal job. My point is that he had a bad game. That is entirely different than Kendrick Perkins saying that Kevin Durant got punked. I mean, come on. We just talked about yesterday. I don't care. That's not possible. That's not possible.
Why? But why? Tell me why. And you watched the game last night.
Because the greatness of Kevin Durant on the offensive side of the ball knows no fear. He just had a bad game. Kevin Durant, it doesn't matter. You have yourself have been on this air. So talk about there's no way to guard Kevin Durant. It's impossible. It's impossible. So my point is, he had a bad game. He was missing shots that he normally makes. This isn't the first time he went up against Boston. He just had a bad game. But don't tell me that he got punked. Like, oh, my goodness, he was taken aback. And it was some fear factor that played the role. There is nobody on the planet Earth, no human being that can stop Kevin, that can scare Kevin Durant from dropping 27 a night. No one.
What they did yesterday, the Celtics did, Jason Tatum and Grant. Why did he have a bad game? He didn't just go out there and have a bad game.
Missed open shots. Was every shot that he took contested? Did he have any open shots?
He had a few. He had about a two or three, maybe, out of his 24. He was 9 for 24, Stephen A. And at the point, they were into him.
Can I say this to you? I saw at least three open threes that Kevin Durant had. Can you go with me on that?
Yeah.
If he makes them, that's 32 points that he would have had.
He didn't make them.
He missed them.
He didn't make them.
That's all.
Okay, so, but Stephen A., but if you're not going to give, you got to give the credit to the Boston Celtics on why he struggled the way he did. He didn't just come out and say, I'm going to have a bad night. Look, we saw the same situation with P.J. Tucker last year. Was P.J. Tucker not getting into him? Was P.J. Tucker not getting physical with him? But did Kevin Durant handle P.J. Tucker? Yes, he did.
He made
but
shots.
Yesterday it was... Because it was different. You know why? You just talked about Jason Tatum being 6'9 with a 7-foot wingspan. You don't think that played a part in the KD missing shots?
Kendrick Perkins, I am not saying. It's hard for me to even talk basketball. I'm not saying that the Boston's defense doesn't deserve credit. I'm not saying they didn't do a hell of a job. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying that when you utter the word punked, with Kevin Durant, we got to stop the presses right there. We got to pause and say,
no,
wait a minute.
Don't.
What the hell are you talking about? That implies fear. That implies that there was something that was intimidating about you when it came to Kevin Durant. And I'm saying defensively, that does not exist when it comes to Kevin Durant. He might miss some shots. He might make more than he missed some days, miss more than he makes other days. But this brother is the most efficient offensive superstar in the game in terms of his perimeter shooting and everything else that comes with it. He ain't just dunking on people. He shoots from 23 as well. He's Kevin freaking Durant.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
Earlier in the show, didn't you say that the Brooklyn Nets and Kevin Durant, they was too busy whining and looking for fouls? Didn't you
say that? I said they started the game that way. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Why did they start the game that way?
Because they walked into the contest with everybody, including you, talking about how physical Boston plays, and they were looking for calls to get to the free throw line. Open and tap, they were like that. Open and tap, they were like that.
Yeah,
they were looking for goals.
Okay, so is that not somewhat of the definition of fear when you come into the game and you're looking for the calls because you know? So Stephen A., if you're walking into the game you're saying that they walked into the game.
Was James Harden scared all those years he was leading the league in scoring when he kept looking for calls and was getting them and getting to the free throw line? Is CP3 fearful when he's so adroit at what he does on a basketball court that he's a magician at drawing fouls? Is that fear?
You're not about to do that. You're not about to do that right now. We're talking about Kevin Durant yesterday. And all I was alluding to and telling you was that from my eyes, when you bring up the point and you talk about, they were looking for calls, I'm looking at the physicality. I'm looking at Kevin Durant run up the floor without the ball, and I'm looking at the Celtics meeting him early. I'm looking at Grant Williams not letting Kevin Durant get established on the low block, forcing him out, getting up under him, making it physical. That's what I'm looking at.
So then, but
it's a cause and reaction because, look, if what happened is if you see that and then all of a sudden you look and they complaining to the refs, guess what? You're complaining because you can't handle the heat at the moment.
I take it back. Kevin Durant might not drop 40. He might drop 50. He might drop 50 in game 2.
All right, gentlemen.
We can move on.
Entertained. I'm entertained. Okay.
Let's go.
Let's get in a commercial break.
So I'm not there. That's what you got to do now. You got to drink your tea. Okay.
First of all, let me tell you the one advantage of not having you in studio. The studio is like 85 degrees right now, and I love it. You would be sweating your you-know-what off, okay? And I'm just comfortable enjoying myself glowing in it. Stephen A. makes it like an ice cooler in here, and I suffer for the greater good. Per usual, that's what we do for stars.
What can I say, Molly? I can't take the heat.
I know. Get out of the kitchen.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Steph Curry returned to the court from that foot injury Saturday, but it was Jordan Poole making his playoff debut who really shined. Poole, as part of that small ball lineup that included Curry, Klay Thompson, Wiggins, and Draymond Green, led the team in scoring with 30. Here's Klay and Steph on that Warriors lineup.
As far as being out there with Steph and him and Wiggs and Draymond, it's a scary sight when we really get going. I mean, this is really our first time really playing together.
A lot of shooting, a lot of playmaking. And if we can defend and rebound, you push in transition, like it's really hard to guard us.
It is, Steph, it is. Good to have you back. The Warriors small ball lineup played just 5 minutes together in game 1 against the Nuggets. But in those minutes, they outscored Denver by 14. Kendrick Perkins. Is that lineup the best in the playoffs?
No, it's not. It's not. And look, I'm not going to sit up here and disrespect the Phoenix Suns whatsoever. When it comes to lineups, they have the best starting five in basketball, okay? And they showed us why in the regular season. They showed us why they represented the Western Conference. I'm not taking anything from the Warriors, but for the life of me, they're playing the Denver Nuggets without Jamal Murray. Can you tell me who they have around the perimeter to stop any one of those guys? They don't have a defensive prowess. They don't have a guy that could get down and slide those puppies. No disrespect to Jeff Green. No disrespect to Aaron Gordon. But those guys look like they were shocked and not ready for the moment last game. So I just got to get into the Phoenix Suns. And I think Steve Nagy is going to agree with me for the simple fact he's been coming on here praising CP3. He's been coming on here. He's been Devin Booker's biggest fan. So I know he's going to come on here and agree with me about the Phoenix Suns having the best starting five in basketball.
That's not entirely correct, Kendrick Perkins. I wouldn't say that. Here's where I'm going with it, bro. You got me. Because I got to tell you something, man. We're sitting here talking about the Golden State Warriors. Let me say this as an aside. My God, that performance by CP3 in the fourth quarter last night, that was something to behold. I mean, this dude was just sensational, just sensational. And yes, when you consider the fact that he's 36, he's going on 37 years of age, to watch him take over that game, you know he's not dunking, y'all. He's not dunking. He's not finishing above the rim. Oh, no, 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 no. It doesn't matter. The handle is nasty. The decision-making is sublime. I mean, this dude, the stutter step, the hesitation moves, the pull-up threes. It was a show. It was a display. Chris Paul was just sensational. It's that simple. And I love me some Devin Booker and the whole bit. Here's what I will tell you about this Warriors small ball lineup. I had the Warriors winning the chip. Had a little hesitation, some trepidation, because I always assumed that James Wiseman would be back to join the team and Klay Thompson would be back as well. Now, Klay Thompson's done that. Over the last three games of the regular season, what was it, 36, 37, 33, something like that. Had 19 in game one against Denver. We get all that. Klay Thompson is going to be there, okay? James Wiseman's not. He's out for the season. I wasn't looking for 20 points or anything like that from James Wiseman. I was looking for 15 to 20 minutes and six fouls as a big body to sort of spell for either Draymond Green, Kevon Looney. The fact that that wasn't there, and I'm looking at the two big dudes in JaVale McGee and Biombo that Phoenix added, you know, just to make sure they're ready to go against Milwaukee if they got to face Giannis and Lopez and those boys again. And I'm thinking about the undersized Golden State Warriors. And I said, you know something? I don't know how the Warriors can offset this without enough big bodies. But if you got Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry on the floor together, and they are balling, it forces you to go small. And so now it becomes a game of chess. Again, I'm going to look at them and I'm not going to say, you're right, KP, I'm not going to definitively say that they're the best big three, because guess what? The jury is still out. We got to see them play together. It's usually one or two that gets off at the expense of a third, as opposed to all three being able to come together. Phoenix has shown us that whatever three they got on the court, it works because CP3 is at that helm. Golden State has to show me that, because I got to make sure that Klay Thompson is not affecting Poole, or Poole is not affecting Klay Thompson in a negative way, or one of them are not affecting Steph Curry in a negative way. I will tell you that if those two, and I believe they probably will, if they get it together where the three of them on the court together has that kind of cohesion, the Golden State Warriors will win the championship. And so it's going to be real interesting to see what transpires.
Well, let me tell you this. I think we're leaving out this point.
Okay.
DeAndre Ayton. Okay.
Yeah.
The way that this guy has been playing, and I'm not talking about him finishing around the basket or him being a lob threat or you being able to, when they do go small, he's able to punish those mismatches in the paint. I'm talking about his tenacity. It's been on a whole different level. And when you look at one of the few versatile bigs that are out there, I think we overlook him when we start to look at guys like Giannis, when we look at a guy like Draymond Green, which I know he's 6'6", 6'7", but he do play the center position a lot. And we look at a guy like Anthony Davis as far as his defensive presence, being able to switch 1-5, I think we don't give enough credit to DeAndre Ayton and what he brings to the table defensively.
There's a reason for that. The reason for that is that he got thoroughly outplayed by Giannis in the finals. Now, that's not to knock him.
Yeah,
that's
but everybody
simply to say, that's sim- no, no, I'm saying that's simply to say that's what people's living off of. You're right. They're not appreciating him because everyone ain't Giannis. And everybody can't do what Giannis can do at the rim. So that needs to be taken into consideration. Because guess what? Going up against the Golden State Warriors, DeAndre Ayton don't have to worry about a Giannis. Okay, that's not his problem. The problem are the dudes on the perimeter. They gonna have to deal with. They gonna have to deal with Steph Curry, Jordan Poole, and Klay Thompson. They ain't gotta worry. You know, DeAndre Ayton, that ain't his responsibility. That's theirs. Now, when Giannis and those boys come, that would be a different matter if they met in the finals again. I'm just of the mindset that again, small ball is gonna have to be what it takes for the Warriors to do it. If anybody can do it playing small ball, it is the Golden State Warriors. I think the Golden State Warriors and the Phoenix Suns are on a collision course. Mm. That's what I see.
First, they got game two tonight. That is in San Francisco. Warriors' third best odds as of right now, according to Vegas, to win the championship.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Speaking of East Coast, Boston, New York, Kyrie Irving back in the city he left, and Boston fans salty. Irving scored a game-high 39 for the Nets. Kevin Durant put up 23, but went 9 of 24 from the floor. Kyrie flipping off the crowd on two separate occasions. Boston fans not playing, booing him every shot they got. Kyrie had that big, big energy Sunday, matching the fans' intensity. Kyrie, tell him.
You know, it's nothing new when I come into this building, what it's going to be like, but it's the same energy they have for me. And I'm going to have the same energy for them. And it's not every fan. I don't want to attack every fan, every Boston fan. But, you know, when people start yelling and you and all this stuff, it's but so much you can take as a competitor. And, you know, we're the ones expected to be docile and be humble and take a humble approach. Nah, that's the playoffs. This is what it is.
From a basketball standpoint,
yeah.
You feel like the hostility you get.
There's no hostility, bro. It's basketball.
When you were flicking some people off, I'd say that's some hostility.
From what? What point? Are you guessing that that's hostility? Or like, well, hostility for me is like growing up.
Well, we've never seen that from you this season where you are running down the floor flicking people off.
This is the first time you actually caught it because it's a big-time game. I respond in different ways. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to focus on that. If you want to ask me questions about the fans, go ask them. Go on the street and ask them questions, all right?
But I'm asking from your perspective, from a basketball perspective, do you feel like the hostility that you get—
It's not hostility, fans, bro.
Do you feel like the energy you get from fans in this building brings
Embrace
out
it.
The best from you?
Embrace it. Embrace it. It's the dark side. Embrace it.
Big Kirk, the dark side. Just embrace it, okay? You're very familiar with the Celtics faithful. Do you have any issues with Kyrie's interaction with them, how he handled himself yesterday?
No, I don't. I actually applaud Kyrie Irving. I actually like him playing that role and going in there because it's great TV. Look, you know what's crazy is that How much now I'm starting to actually love Kyrie Irving and the person that he is. I mean, from what we were 2 years ago, I thought he was weird. I thought he was different. And then all of a sudden, I took a step back, and now all of a sudden, this guy has really grown on me over the last year and a half, far as how he approaches things and his mindset. See, that mindset I love that he don't mind being alone and standing alone or being in the atmosphere and embracing that and fighting back. But at the end of the day, if we're going to get that Kyrie Irving that we saw yesterday, that must-see Kyrie Irving, I don't care what he do. And we could talk about him, you know, stomping on Lucky. I don't care if he go and drop it like it's hot on Lucky. If he going to perform the way that he did, handle your business.
Well, I would completely agree with you if he doesn't play 20 games one season, miss another 28 another season, and then this past season missed about 53 games. If he shows up to work, then I'm good with it. That's all I care about. Having said all of that, as it pertains to this particular issue with Boston, I completely agree with you. I support Kyrie Irving on this. I don't think he did anything wrong, personally. I know he's going to get fined, and I understand that the league has to fine him because there's a level of decorum and professionalism that they expect from their professionals, even though they're subjected to an alarming level of hostility. But I also want to say this. Do I condone the Boston fans going at him with some of the venom and hostility that they have spewed? No, I don't support that. But as long as it ain't a bunch of racial epithets and stuff like that, you know what? When you are in a hostile environment, you're going to get hostility. That comes along with it. As long as people keeping their hands to themselves, they ain't throwing anything at you like they threw at Russell Westbrook when they poured the popcorn on him, or, you know, they're not getting so excessive to the point where LeBron James had to have somebody removed and all of this other stuff. If they're just doing something to throw you off your game, well, guess what? You're going to have to live with that because this is something that nobody's brought up. But I'm going to bring it up, KP. Because of Ben Simmons and what he's going through, do you have any idea how that's going to incentivize fans in hostile environments to come at players in an effort to gauge what will work and what won't work against them? You got to remember that. If I got a player that is clearly affected by venom and hostility and things of that nature, for whatever reason. Could have been towards a team, it could have been anything. But once publicizing that, unfortunately, I'm not sitting there saying it's right, but because that's been publicized and people are viewing him as an individual that can be rattled, well, guess what? They want to find out who else can be rattled. So you can expect and anticipate a lot more of this. It, especially as time goes on, when you see the exorbitant amount of dollars dudes are getting paid, combined with the level of inaction that takes place. Guys sitting out because they want to avoid injuries. They want to avoid getting hurt on load management and stuff like that. People walking through the turnstiles to pay their hard-earned money and don't get to see the players that they want to see. Now, I'll give you a perfect example. Here in Los Angeles, I am in Los Angeles right now. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, that LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, Kawhi Leonard, and Paul George all play in L.A.? Not one of them played in the playoff game this weekend. You have any idea how egregious that is? Does anybody have any idea how egregious that is? That's very egregious. And so when you look at it, and then you combine that with the number of games missed, when you look at a Kyrie Irving who we're talking about, and again, we applaud his greatness, but the reality of the situation is there's some people that's looking at Boston against Brooklyn, and they're saying, damn, both these dudes should be deep in the playoffs. One of them's going home. You know who they're blaming? They're blaming Kyrie, because they know that if Kyrie had played a majority of those 53 games he missed, Brooklyn wouldn't be a number 7 seed playing in the first round against the number 2 seed. They would have been higher, and you would have faced somebody else and faced a quality team like the Boston Celtics later in the playoffs. So people look at this stuff. But in the end, what it comes down to is this. We should love the fact that Kyrie Irving responded the way that he did. He's showing he cares. He's showing it matters. And more importantly, he didn't answer with vitriol. He answered with an epic performance. And he put him on notice. This is just the first installment. I got more for y'all. And guess what? We should all want to tune in and watch. I will defend Kyrie to the hilt. in that regard. These people came at him. He came right back at them. It wasn't a great look. He knows he's going to get fined, but he's willing to accept culpability for that. And as long as there's no violence going on, and he's willing to accept the fine, then I say, do what the hell you want to do if they're going to come at you that way. As long as we're getting that performance with no violence whatsoever, I'm good with it. I'm good with it.
No. I'm with you. And look, that game last night felt like the NBA Finals, in my opinion. That's how the vibe felt, okay? But I will say this. Motley, Stephen A., we cannot end this segment and let Bruce Brown off the hook. Because you cannot talk noise and you cannot come in after y'all won in the play-in tournament against the Cleveland Cavaliers and talk about, you know, that how the Celtics are going to be missing Rob Williams and basically called out Al Horford and Daniel Tice. And you don't show up at no aspect. And I'm not even just talking box score numbers. I'm talking about defensively. You didn't have a presence whatsoever, Bruce Brown. And by the way, Al Horford answered the call in great fashion. 20 points and 15 rebounds. So I feel like, yes, Kyrie was must-see TV. Kevin Durant, in my opinion, got punked. But Bruce Brown, where the hell you were? You can't be talking noise in the media and talking about another team situation and saying they're going to be lacking rim protection and this, that, and the other and not show up.
That's why Kevin Durant told him to shut the hell up.
That's fair. Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take pod. Have a fabulous day. Errol Spence stopped Ugas in the 10th round to win his third welterweight title. With the win, Spence added the WBA welterweight title along with the WBC and IBF titles he already owned. He now only needs Terrence Crawford's WBO title to become undisputed 147-pound champion. After the fight, Terrence Crawford took to Twitter. Errol Spence Jr., congrats, great fight. Now the real fight happens. No more talk, no more side of the street. Let's go. Stephen A., should Terrence Crawford be intimidated to fight Spence?
Oh, hell no. Not intimidated at all. Intimidated at all. Let me tell you something, KP. Let me break this down to you, my brother. You know what I'm saying? I love me some boxing. Here's the deal. I love me some Errol Spence Jr. Errol Spence Jr., this is the fight I want to see. This is the one fight more than any other fight I want to see in boxing, okay? Errol Spence Jr. is 28-0 with 22 KOs. He's strong. He's a southpaw. We get all of that. KP, if this were 3 years ago or whatever, before that car accident, I would have went with Spence. I'm not so sure now. And Andre Ward, please forgive me, my brother Andre Ward, because you know how phenomenal he is. And the Charlo twins, I got a lot of love for them. And let me take a moment to give those brothers some shine. And listen, David Benavidez going up against, I don't know about that, Charlo. I don't know. Benavidez is a bad boy, okay? People want Canelo. Canelo, I think, is number one, pound for pound, KP. I think he's number one. But the Charlo twins are something special. I don't think they get nearly as enough love and shine as they deserve. But let me tell you something about Terrence Crawford. This brother's something special. And he's menacing. I mean, you know, the mean mug that you wear, KP, he could actually give you lessons on the mean mug. He's had that mean mug a few times. And then he gets into the ring, and excuse my language, but he kicks people's ass. I mean, that's what he does. And Terrence Crawford is no joke. And Errol Spence, and to me, KP, what I'm looking at, and I could be wrong. Don't get me wrong, because it's one of those pickup things, because styles make fights and all of this other stuff. See, Errol Spence fights one way. Crawford could go either way, conventional or southpaw. Crawford could go either way. And I think that Crawford is a little faster That doesn't mean he can't get hurt by Errol Spence, because Errol Spence is powerful. But Crawford is faster and seems to be more menacing. And I'm looking at them against Sean Porter, who I love. I love Sean Porter. I know he's not on their level, but he's a really good dude and he's a really good fighter, okay? And I saw Spence against him, and then I saw what Crawford did to him. It's a different animal, man. And I would have to tell you right now that if I had to pick right now, I reserve the right to change my mind, but if I had to pick right now, I'd have Crawford as the slight favorite.
Yeah, but Stephen A., look, at that time that Crawford, that Errol Spence, that Crawford had fought Porter,
yep.
That was a different time in Porter's career. He wasn't mentally there for that moment. He wasn't prepped for that moment. He was already he was already transitioning over into the commentating area.
Yeah,
So look, I can't even bring that butt up. But what I will tell you is something going on in the state of Texas, and it's something about those Texas boys. Because we can mean mug you, but at the end of the day, when we get inside that ring. Like Errol Spence Jr. is going to do, he get inside that ring, he's going to rearrange some furniture. And not only is he going to rearrange some furniture, Stephen A., he's going to rearrange your face. Listen, this man is not just going in here and winning fights. This man is putting people in the hospital. Ugas was in the hospital. Kel Brooks went into the hospital. Did you see that face? Yes.
I didn't see people who fought Crawford walking around to the after party and stuff.
No.
He put a few people to the hospital.
But Stephen A., it's about how Errol Spence is not afraid to stand in that paint. He's going to stand toe-to-toe and stand with you in the trenches. And
that's
you don't
boxing.
Know if he's going to your body. He's not knowing. You're not knowing if he's going to your body. Or to your head. That is powerful. You telling me because of the style, the way that Mike Tyson fought, that's not boxing?
No. That's not what I'm saying. What I mean by when I say that's not boxing, in other words, it takes two for you to sit there and stand toe-to-toe in combat. Who's to say Crawford's going to do that? Crawford might do that, or Crawford might move. The point is, we're talking about a boxing match here. And I'm telling you, I suspect, Errol Spence is naturally bigger, okay? Natural welterweight. Obviously, Terrence Crawford moved up, okay? Errol Spence Jr. is a natural welterweight. People have been talking to him going to junior middleweight. He's at 147 right now. I get all of that. What I'm telling you is that Crawford's got power. Crawford is menacing. Crawford is a superb boxer. And I'm telling you right now, don't think for one second that Crawford is just going to get punked. This is going to be a big-time fight. This is a pick-em. This is that close.
Yeah, I'm with you on this, Stephen A. I love Terrence Crawford. But what I'm saying is, let's give credit where credit is due. Errol Spence has a way of stalking you and cutting off the ring. So, let's go to the fight
together. To be continued.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
we could go
to fight
together. Crawford is a hell of a boxer. Big time.
Crawford and Spence combined 66-0 with 51 KOs. Now that is a record. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, our most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings awaits you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals. I'm Molly Karam, and I hope you have a fabulous day. Thanks for listening to the pod. Quick takes, vamos, Stephen A. The Knicks were at the playoffs this weekend. In the stands, Julius Randle seen sitting courtside in Dallas. What do you make of Randle at the Mavs game?
Well, from my understanding, I think he lives there in the offseason. I'm more focused on World Wide West and Allen Houston and them being in attendance. You know, it would be nice if there was somebody there that I thought could convince Donovan Mitchell to ask out of his contract with Utah to come to New York.
Donovan, come on home.
It would really be nice. I just don't see it happening, okay? And it's just depressing because, once again, it's something that tickles my hopes until I realize reality sets in. It ain't happening.
Well, I'm going to put a smile on your face because I have a present for you. So Giannis and the Bucks began their playoff journey to defend their title with a win against the Bulls. The Greek Freak put up 27 in a good showing in Milwaukee. And speaking of Milwaukee, Stephen A. and Perk, I hear there is a surprise message for us. Let's listen.
From Milwaukee, First Take, it's Mayor Cavalier Johnson. You don't know what you're missing. This is a great city. Yes, we are home to the NBA World Champion Milwaukee Bucks, the defending World Champion Milwaukee Bucks. Stephen A., Molly, Kendrick, you had some harsh words about my city last year, and you were wrong about Milwaukee. You saw the large crowds in front of Pfizer Forum during the NBA Finals. Milwaukee is an enthusiastic sports town. We also are a city with wonderful quality of life, a beautiful lakefront, great restaurants and museums. We're a city that loves to celebrate. We'll celebrate almost anything in Milwaukee. So bring First Take to Milwaukee and we'll celebrate that too. Bucks in six. Go Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, first of all, thank you for the gift basket, Mayor Cavalier Johnson. So let me show you, gentlemen. I've got treats. This is some Fear the Deer wine. This is like I'm on QVC. This is amazing. Look at this Milwaukee mix. You know who would love this popcorn? That would be Jalen Rose. We've got a lot of cheese, Stephen A. We could make pizzas. We could make a sandwich. I'm going to keep this dark chocolate with sea salt. Good thing I have my nails done for my QVC appearance. We got some sausage, very large sausage, and bratwurst. So thank you so much, and I appreciate the invitation. Stephen A., and we got a handwritten letter, which is very classy. Don't underestimate the power of the handwritten letter. So I need to work on my demonstration skills, but I'm doing my best without you both.
First of all, let me say to Mayor Cavalier Johnson, listen, number one.
I like that name.
Number one. No, that is not a great name for a mayor, okay? Cavalier, okay? That is not a great name, okay? First of all, you ain't in Cleveland, you in Milwaukee. And secondly, Cavalier seems nonchalant, you know, devoid of fervor per se or whatever. No, that's not a great name, but that's neither here nor there. I'm only making fun of him in all seriousness, okay? We didn't talk about the city of Milwaukee in that way. Damn it, it was cold. I don't like the cold. And I don't like the fact that your room service closed at 7 p.m. I'm fully aware that you have nice restaurants. I know plenty of people that have friends. One of my best friends in the world is a guy by the name of Gary D. Howard, who was the former executive sports editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel for more than a decade, okay? So the point is, I got a lot of friends in Milwaukee. My man David Ledbetter used to be there, for crying out loud. I got a whole bunch of friends in Milwaukee, all right? It's a great city, great fan base, great restaurants, okay? Great people, and you have a great superstar in Giannis Antetokounmpo, who personifies everything we want our superstars to be on and off the court. It's just too damn cold most of the year.
Okay. Well,
and I'm not apologizing for that.
Oh, Mayor, and we got t-shirts.
Mr.
Perk,
Mayor.
I'm not
doing
that. This looks like a medium, so I don't think this is for you. But yours must be over here.
No, it can't be for me. But look, the way to win me over is by sending food. And I will say this, I'm a bit intimidated. I'm a bit intimidated by Mayor Johnson's speech because, look, when somebody calls me Kendrick, I start to back the hell up because the only person that calls me that is my wife when she mad at me. So when I hear the word Kendrick and not Perk or Big Perk or the Big Fella or Uncle Perk, I started to get worried. You know what? You got this one, Mayor Johnson. You got it, my brother. Hey, if you say Milwaukee is a beautiful place, just take me.
I want to go.
I'm cool with it. You got
I actually have an additional complaint. I remember when we were at the arena, I have to say I wasn't satisfied with their hot dogs. I want some all-beef hot dogs.
Oh, don't worry.
And they didn't
Stephen
have
a.
sauerkraut.
There's lots of
Mayor Johnson,
dogs
you didn't
here.
Have sauerkraut.
Stephen A.,
could,
four
could you get some beef hot dogs?
Sausage. Where's
give
my
me
camera?
Some beef hot dog with the sauerkraut, and we go.
We go.
Beef hot dogs.
I don't know where I'm going. There we go.
Bring it to the stand. Don't make me go to the concessions. Bring it to the stand.